This article is brought to you by the best-selling books They Write Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Advanced frameworks for sustaining long-term team synergy at scale. Practical structures for teams that need to stay aligned as they grow. In short, this article covers five team synergy frameworks that give you a reliable structure for building and sustaining collective performance in growing, complex organizations. The shared ground framework aligning teams around purpose before tactics. The communication cadence system building rhythms that replace reactive noise. The accountability loop creating shared ownership without micromanagement. Definition: team synergy frameworks are structured systems for coordinating effort, communication, and decisions across a group so that collective output consistently exceeds what individuals could produce alone. They give teams a repeatable structure to maintain alignment under pressure and at scale. A manager I knew once spent 3 days preparing a vision speech for her expanded team. She had the slides, the data, the inspiring clues. She stood up, delivered every word of it, and watched people nod politely. 6 weeks later, the team was more fragmented than before, not because she lacked sincerity, because she had no structure to follow the speech with. Good intentions without a framework are like good seeds on concrete. They do not take root. When teams grow, when organizations restructure, when pressure builds, people do not default to their best instincts. They default to their oldest habits. Frameworks interrupt that pattern. They give people a reliable structure to return to when everything else feels uncertain. In this article, you will learn five team synergy frameworks that give you a practical system for building and sustaining genuine collaboration, whether your team is 12 people or 1,200. If you want to understand how leadership behavior shapes the conditions for these frameworks to succeed, the companion piece on how leaders foster a culture of team synergy is worth your time before you go further. Why structure matters more than you think. Most people believe team performance comes down to talent and personality. Get the right people in the room, and the rest will sort itself. I have watched that belief destroy more capable teams than I can count. Talent without structure produces competition. Personality without a system produces noise. The real test of a team is not how it performs when things go well. It is what happens when they do not. Under pressure, without structure, people protect themselves first and the team second. Frameworks give people something to lean on that is not instinct. Here are the specific moments where having a framework makes the difference. When a new leader joins and the team's informal rules suddenly feel unstable, a shared purpose framework gives people ground to stand on that has nothing to do with who is in charge. When a team doubles in size through a merger or expansion, without a communication cadence framework, information stops flowing evenly and subgroups form along old fault lines. For more on navigating this, see how to sustain team synergy during leadership transitions and restructuring. When a high-stakes deadline arrives and decisions need to be made fast, a clear accountability structure prevents the paralysis that comes from everyone waiting for someone else to act. When conflict surfaces between two strong contributors, a structured feedback loop gives the team a safe way to address it without it becoming personal or permanent. When a team is geographically distributed and casual connection is harder to build, a deliberate rhythm of structured check-ins replaces the corridor conversations that used to do that work. The frameworks in this article give you that structure. Use them until they become instinct. Framework 1. The Shared Ground Framework. The Shared Ground Framework is a structured process for establishing and regularly renewing a team's collective purpose before focusing on tasks or targets. It works by separating the question of why we exist together from the question of what we need to do next. What it is designed for. This framework is most powerful when teams have outgrown their original sense of common purpose, or when a change event such as restructuring or new leadership has left people uncertain about what they are collectively working toward. How it works. Number 1. Purpose articulation. The team, not just the leader, names what they exist to do and who they serve. This is not a mission statement exercise. It is a conversation where every voice contributes. In practice, what would be lost if our team disappeared? What does good look like for the people depending on us? Number 2. Value mapping. Each person names 2 or 3 principles they will not compromise on at work. The team finds the overlap. These shared values become the reference point for future disagreements. In practice, I will not sign off work I do not believe is accurate. That is not negotiable for me. Number 3. Renewal rhythm. The team schedules a brief shared purpose review every quarter. Not a performance review. A question. Are we still working toward what we agreed matters? In practice, a 50-minute standing meeting, same day each quarter. One question on the agenda. When to use it? Use this framework when you sense that people are working hard, but not together, when effort is high, but coherence is low. It is especially useful in the first 90 days of a new team configuration. When not to use it? Do not use this framework in the middle of a crisis. When a team is under acute pressure, shared purpose conversations feel abstract and get dismissed. Address the immediate crisis first, then rebuild the foundation. A quick example in practice. A cross-functional team of 8 had been working together for 4 months, but felt like 3 separate groups. The leader ran a shared ground session. Each person answered, "What is the one outcome you would be proud to point to in 12 months?" The answers overlapped in one place, building something the end user could actually trust. That single point of convergence became the team's shared reference for every subsequent decision. Eamon's take. I've seen this conversation take 40 minutes and hold a team together through 2 years of organizational change. Purpose is not a poster on the wall. It is the thing people return to when they are tempted to give up. Framework 2. The Communication Cadence System. The Communication Cadence System is a structured schedule of recurring communication touchpoints designed to replace reactive, ad hoc exchanges with deliberate, predictable rhythms. It operates on the principle that consistency builds trust faster than intensity. What it is designed for? This framework is built for teams where information flow has become irregular, where people feel out of the loop, or where the volume of messages has grown, but the quality of shared understanding has declined. How it works. Number 1. Tier mapping. The team defines 3 tiers of communication: daily operational updates, weekly alignment check-ins, and monthly strategic reviews. Each tier has a fixed format, a time limit, and a clear owner. In practice, the daily update is a 3-line written summary posted before 9 a.m, not a meeting. Number 2. Noise reduction. The team agrees which communication channels are for which type of information. Urgent and operational goes to one place. Strategic and reflective goes to another. Social and informal gets its own space. In practice, we do not discuss project decisions in the social channel. That goes to the project thread. Number 3. Accountability check-in. Once a week, the team spends 15 minutes reviewing what was communicated, what was missed, and what needs to be said before the next cycle. The goal is not to report progress. It is to notice where the rhythm broke down. In practice, last week nobody flagged the delay on the supplier side. Why not? What do we do differently? When to use it? Use this framework when a growing team has developed multiple overlapping communication habits that create confusion. It is also the right tool when distributed teams report feeling disconnected from decisions. When not to use it? Do not impose this framework rigidly on a small, collocated team with strong informal communication. Overstructuring a team that already communicates well can feel bureaucratic and erode the trust it was meant to build. A quick example in practice. A product team of 20 people across 3 time zones was drowning in messages. The leader introduced a 3-tier cadence: a daily async update, a Tuesday alignment call, and a monthly full team review. Within 6 weeks, the volume of messages dropped by a third and people reported feeling more informed, not less. Eamon's take. Rhythm is not restriction. A team that knows when it will talk, and about what, can focus the rest of its time on actual work. That clarity is a gift, not a cage. Framework 3. The Accountability Loop. The accountability loop is a structured system for distributing ownership across a team so that each person is clear about what they are responsible for, who depends on them, and how their work connects to the group's shared output. It makes accountability a team practice rather than a management task. What it is designed for. This framework is for teams where accountability sits primarily with the leader, where tasks fall through gaps between roles, or where people work hard in isolation without a clear line of sight to collective results. How it works. Number 1. Commitment declaration. At the start of each work cycle, each team member states one specific commitment they are taking on, and names who on the team will be affected if they do not deliver. This is not a task list. It is a public act of ownership. In practice, I am committing to having the draft brief ready by Thursday. Kara's design work depends on it. Number 2. Dependency mapping. The team draws a simple map of who depends on whom within the current work cycle. This makes invisible dependencies visible and prevents people from working at cross purposes. In practice, a single page visual where each person's name connects by arrows to the colleague's downstream from their work. Number 3. Review and repair. At the end of each cycle, the team reviews commitments, what was delivered, what was not, and what the team needs to do differently next time. The tone is not punitive. It is diagnostic. In practice, what got in the way? What would have made this easier? What do we change for next time? When to use it? Use this framework when you notice that accountability conversations always happen one-to-one between a manager and a team member, never within the group itself. It is most powerful in teams of 5 to 15 people. When not to use it? Do not use this framework if psychological safety is low. Public commitment declarations require people to feel safe enough to be honest about what they can and cannot deliver. If that safety does not exist yet, build it first. The article on what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy is the right place to start. A quick example in practice. A team of 9 routinely missed handoff deadlines. The leader introduced the accountability loop. In the first session, a developer said, "I'm committing to the API documentation by Wednesday. 3 people need it to move forward." He missed the Wednesday deadline, but flagged it on Tuesday, giving the team time to replan. That flag had never happened before. Eamon's take: accountability without connection is just blame. This framework makes accountability something the team holds together, and that changes everything about how people show up. A quick note before we continue. Most people leave the hardest conversations for last, and regret the words they used when they finally had them. The best-selling book 8 Right Every Time gives you 115 tested scripts for those exact moments, the ones that shape careers, relationships, and how people remember you. Get your copy at emonblackthorne.com. Now, back to the article. Framework 4. The Conflict Navigation Framework. The Conflict Navigation Framework is a structured 4-step process for addressing disagreement within a team before it becomes division. It treats conflict not as a failure of collaboration, but as evidence that people care about different things, and gives them a method for working through that difference productively. What it is designed for? This framework is for teams where tension between members is being avoided rather than addressed, where unresolved disagreements are slowing decisions, or where the same arguments keep resurfacing without resolution. How it works. Number 1. Name the tension. The person raising the issue states the tension in one clear sentence without blame. The sentence follows this structure. I have noticed that observable behavior is creating specific impact on team outcome. In practice, I have noticed that decisions are being made in subgroup calls that the wider team is not part of, and it is creating inconsistency in how we respond to clients. Number 2. Hear all perspectives. Every person directly involved in the tension takes 2 minutes to share their view of the situation without interruption. No one responds during this stage. In practice, the team uses a physical or virtual token system to signal whose turn it is to speak. Number 3. Find the shared interest. The group identifies what both sides of the tension actually want beneath the position each has taken. In most workplace disagreements, the underlying interests overlap more than the surface position suggests. In practice, you both want the client relationship to hold. You just disagree about who should be the point of contact. Number 4. Agree on next action. The team agrees one specific, time-bound action that moves toward resolution. Not a policy. Not a principle. A single action. In practice, we will trial a single weekly call that replaces the subgroup calls for the next 3 weeks and review how it is working. When to use it. Use this framework at the first sign of repeating tension, before it calcifies into resentment. Early is always better. Late is still better than never. When not to use it. Do not use this framework for conflicts that involve a formal HR matter, a breach of conduct, or a significant power imbalance. Those situations require a different process and, usually, a different person in the room. A quick example in practice. 2 senior engineers on a platform team had been in a low-level standoff for weeks over technical direction. The team leader used the conflict navigation framework in a 60-minute session. Both engineers named their tension, heard each other, and discovered that they agreed on the goal, but had different risk tolerances. The agreed action, a shared 2-page technical brief outlining both approaches, to be reviewed together the following week. Eamon's take: conflict avoided is conflict stored. I have watched small, unaddressed tensions bring entire teams to a standstill. This framework gives people a way through that does not require anyone to lose. Framework 5. The Alignment Rhythm Framework. The Alignment Rhythm Framework is a structured practice for keeping a team's shared understanding current as conditions change. It operates on the principle that alignment is not a one-time event, but a living practice that requires regular, deliberate renewal. The role of emotional intelligence in team synergy is deeply connected to this framework, because staying aligned under change demands that people read and respond to shifts in each other's state, not just shifts in the work. What it is designed for. This framework is for teams navigating sustained complexity, growth, change, multiple competing priorities, or environments where the ground shifts frequently. It prevents the drift that happens when people keep working from an outdated shared picture. How it works. Number 1. Signal scanning. The team begins each alignment session by sharing one signal each, something they have noticed in the work, in the organization, or in the team's dynamic that feels significant. This is not a status report. It is an observation. In practice, I have noticed that 3 people this week mentioned they are unclear on the new approval process. That seems like something we need to address. Number 2. Shared picture update. The team updates its collective understanding of the current situation, what has changed since the last alignment session, what remains constant, and what is now uncertain. This is a brief, structured conversation, not a planning meeting. In practice, a single shared document with 3 columns. Still true, changed, uncertain. Number 3. Recalibration. Based on the updated shared picture, the team makes any necessary adjustments to priorities, communication patterns, or working agreements. In practice, given that the timeline has shifted, we are moving the design review from week 4 to week 3. Confirmed. When to use it. Use this framework monthly as a standard practice, and additionally, whenever a significant change event occurs, a new organizational directive, a team membership change, or a major shift in project scope. The article on advanced communication strategies for sustaining team synergy in complex organizations pairs well with this framework. When not to use it. Do not use this framework as a substitute for direct decision making. If the team is using alignment sessions to avoid committing to a direction, the real issue is decision clarity, not alignment. Address that directly. A quick example in practice. A strategy team of 11 had been meeting weekly, but consistently felt out of sync. They introduced the alignment rhythm framework as a monthly session separate from their operational meetings. In the second session, the signal scanning phase surfaced a shared concern. 4 people had independently noticed that 2 of the team's 5 priorities were no longer being resourced. That observation had existed in private for weeks. The framework brought it into the open in 8 minutes. Eamon's take: alignment is not agreement. You do not all need to want the same things. You need to have the same current picture of where you are. This framework builds that, consistently and without drama. How to choose the right framework for your situation. Knowing the frameworks is only half the work. Knowing which one to reach for is the other half. Situation best framework. Team has grown and people feel disconnected from shared purpose, shared ground framework. Communication is reactive, chaotic, or unevenly distributed communication cadence system. Tasks fall through gaps and ownership is unclear accountability loop. Recurring tension between team members is slowing progress. Conflict navigation framework. Team is misaligned on priorities after a change event. Alignment rhythm framework. New leader has joined and informal rules feel unstable. Shared ground framework. Then alignment rhythm. Distributed team reports feeling out of the loop. Communication cadence system with accountability loop alongside. Some situations call for 2 frameworks working together. A team rebuilding after restructuring might need the shared ground framework to re-establish purpose, followed immediately by the communication cadence system to restore reliable information flow. For deeper guidance on that specific challenge, the article on what is role clarity and why it is the foundation of sustainable team synergy will help you sequence the work correctly. Do not try to run 2 frameworks simultaneously in their full form. Introduce one, let it settle for 4 to 6 weeks, then add the second. When in doubt, start with the simplest framework. Complexity is not strength. Common mistakes when using frameworks. Frameworks only work when you use them with discipline, not as a script you recite once and then set aside. Treating launch as completion. Teams introduce a framework with energy, feel the initial lift, and then gradually stop using it. A framework that runs for 3 weeks and then fades does more damage than no framework, because it teaches the team that structures do not stick here. Skipping the renewal step. Every framework in this article includes a review or renewal element. Teams routinely skip it because it feels slower than moving forward. That skip is where alignment quietly erodes. The article on how psychological safety enables honest communication and sustains team synergy explains why honest review requires the right conditions and how to build them using the wrong framework for the actual problem. A team with a conflict problem using a communication cadence framework will feel busier, but no less fractured. Diagnose before you prescribe. Running frameworks without genuine participation. If only the leader speaks during shared purpose conversations or accountability reviews, the framework becomes performance. Every voice needs to be in the room and heard. Confusing complexity with rigor. Some teams add so many rules and sub-steps to framework that the original structure disappears. Keep the framework as simple as the original design. Rigor comes from consistency, not complexity. A framework used badly is still better than no framework, but a framework used well is a genuine advantage. How to start using these frameworks today? Do not try to master all of these at once. That is a reliable way to implement none of them properly. Number 1. Diagnose your current situation. Before you choose a framework, spend 15 minutes writing down the single most persistent problem your team faces right now. Not 5 problems. 1. The decision table above will point you toward the right starting framework. Number 2. Run a single pilot session. Take the framework you have chosen and run one session using only its core structure. Do not modify it. Do not add your own steps. Run it clean, exactly as described, and notice what surfaces. Your first session is information, not proof. Number 3. Debrief with the team. After the pilot session, ask 2 questions. What worked? And what would make this more useful? You are not asking for permission to continue. You are demonstrating that the framework is a living tool, not a directive from above. This connects directly to the ideas in how leaders foster a culture of team synergy around co-ownership of team practice. Number 4. Commit to a 12-week practice period. 6 weeks is not long enough to see what a framework can really do. 12 weeks gives you 2 full cycles of adjustment. Mark the date, keep the sessions, and review honestly at the end. Frameworks are tools. The more you use them, the less you have to think about them. Key takeaways. Here is what to carry with you from this article. Team synergy frameworks are not clever systems. They're structures that hold people together when pressure would otherwise pull them apart. Each framework serves a different problem. Diagnose first, then choose. Consistency is what makes a framework work. One session is a pilot. 12 weeks is a practice. The shared ground framework addresses purpose. The communication cadence system addresses information flow. The accountability loop addresses ownership. The conflict navigation framework addresses tension. The alignment rhythm framework addresses drift. 2 frameworks can work together when a situation is complex, but never run them simultaneously in their first weeks. Let one settle before adding the second. The review and renewal step in every framework is not optional. It is the step where genuine team synergy takes root. To go deeper on the foundations these frameworks build on, the articles on what is psychological safety and how it drives team synergy and the role of emotional intelligence in team synergy will give you the human conditions that make every framework more effective. Building team synergy is a practice, not a gift. Start with one framework, use it honestly, and trust what it shows you. Frequently asked questions. What are team synergy frameworks? Team synergy frameworks are structured systems that help groups of people coordinate their effort, communication, and decisions toward a shared goal. They give teams a reliable process to follow when pressure, growth, or complexity would otherwise pull people in different directions. Why do team synergy frameworks matter at scale? As teams grow, informal coordination breaks down. Team synergy frameworks replace the unspoken habits that worked for small groups with clear structures that hold across departments, time zones, and leadership layers. Without them, alignment becomes accidental rather than deliberate. How do you choose the right team synergy framework? Match the framework to your situation. If your team lacks shared purpose, start with a shared goal structure. If communication is breaking down, focus on a cadence framework. The right framework is the one that directly addresses your team's current weakest point. Can team synergy frameworks work for remote or distributed teams? Yes. In fact, distributed teams need these frameworks more than co-located ones. When people cannot read the room or catch each other in the corridor, structured communication rhythms and clear accountability systems do the work that proximity used to do. How long does it take to build real team synergy using frameworks? Most teams feel a difference within 4 to 6 weeks of consistent framework use. Deep, sustained team synergy, the kind that holds under pressure and through change, takes 3 to 6 months of deliberate practice and honest review. What is the biggest mistake teams make with synergy frameworks? The most common mistake is treating a framework as a one-time fix. Teams introduce a structure, feel the initial improvement, and then stop using it consistently. Synergy frameworks only work when they become a permanent part of how the team operates, not a temporary intervention. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit emonblackthorne.com to get your copy.